Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. Today we're going to be doing recap of Hungary and kind of intro to Spa, but Spa is almost already over with because race day is tomorrow. But Miss Lyra was in Scotland, so I'm sorry we missed intro to Hungary, but now we're going to be just recapping the whole thing now. So
blame it on me.
Yes. Tell us about Scotland, though. I'm sure everyone wants to hear about. Didn't you see the Max, and what store did you see when you were in Scotland?
What store?
Yeah, didn't you see?
I didn't see. Well, okay, the thing is, they, like, don't know about F1 there. Like, I asked one person that, because it was a golf trip, so it was, like, for my team. And I asked one girl we were playing with, and she was like, I've never heard of that. And I was like, I look really stupid right now. But it was really fun. We played a lot of golf, and we went shopping. What store are you talking about?
I thought you saw a store that was like, I don't know. That's my mistake. Anyways.
It's okay.
I think it was a great trip for you, and I have a lot of Scottish heritage, and I told her that she's more Scottish than me now because she's actually been there, and I haven't yet. So
we'll just have to talk to Rebecca about it.
Yeah. Rebecca is my...
I should have, like, DM'd her and been like, how can I be in your home country?
She'd be like,
who is this creep?
What are you talking about? But
anyway,
let's get started on Hungary. Because while it was definitely a race to remember... There was a lot of drama, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of changes.
Oh, yeah.
So, starting just diving right into it, FP1 was Carlos, Max, Charles. So, definitely what we like to see. Yes.
Ferrari deserves to be back at the top.
Because we're usually seeing Lando, Max, and someone else. So, it's good to see Ferrari back because not good. Checo was out with upgrades because, as we've seen, his performances have not been the best.
Until today.
Yes.
Which we'll get there.
And this is Hungary, not
This is not Spa.
Yet. Not the same. But he was out with upgrades and he was with Aero Rakes, so he's testing the upgrades. But he definitely needs some upgrades considering his performances. Oliver Bearman was out on track, and of course we love seeing him on track after he signed with Haas too. I think we all definitely saw it coming that he was going to be signing with someone. So
for sure,
I think Haas is definitely a good start. Considering, we would like to announce that Esteban Ocon signed with Haas. This was not something that I was expecting, but then again, you always have to expect the unexpected.
I was fully convinced it was going to be Carlos.
Yes.
Fully convinced.
But I did not see that coming, that he was going to go there.
I mean, people were talking about it, but I was like, it's a stretch.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I thought he would leave F1 altogether and go to, like, reserve driver or, like, Indy. I have no idea, but
yes,
good for him. Ollie and Esteban.
It's going to be interesting.
What a duo.
I don't think they're going to get along very well. I think Ollie's very sweet, so I think that he'll just take...
I feel like Esteban's gonna be, like, fighting him.
Yeah.
Because he'll be number one, right? Because he's been in F1?
Yeah. Most likely.
Interesting.
I don't know what they would put... Because Ollie's young, so I don't think
rookie.
They would...
Yeah.
So, like, Fernando.
Still oh my rookie. Gosh, he's gonna win Rookie of the Year, because there probably won't be any other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Anyway...
And then
that was shocking.
Oscar was in the garage for most of the opening session because they had technical issues. So that was sad.
That's
for
not good.
Oscar, but seeing as what happened at the race turned out fine.
It was still sad.
Yes. Max has set on an early pace. Usually that's what we see. And Max usually sets the early pace. Having missed out on the last two victories from Mercedes, which is definitely shocking. Not really shocking. We're happy about that.
It was shocking, though.
Yeah. There were some traffic issues with... I want you to guess who it was with.
I have no clue. Wait. No, that was a different race.
Who starts drama?
Lance.
No.
Who?
George.
And who?
Yuki. He said that Yuki wasn't looking at his mirrors because he cut him off.
Silly George.
And then Lance said that his Aston Martin was quite shocking to drive.
I heard that.
And then Fernando is also running a lot of updates in F1, which is good for Fernando. We definitely want to see that. And then there was a virtual safety car to recover debris on turn 12 from Alex. So, wouldn't be surprising.
Oh yeah, didn't someone say that his pieces were just flying off his car?
Yeah, that's
good.
Good for him. And then moving on to FP2. So FP1 was good. It was Lando, Max, Carlos. So interesting duo.
What a trio.
Yes. Max said that his brakes were not working. They're not biting over the radio. Whatever that means.
Was that hungry?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was like 6 months ago.
I mean, it felt like it.
Yeah.
Guys, we didn't see each other for 2 weeks, and it was very weird.
That was a long time.
Because we were having to like text each other updates, and
it was weird.
You were in a different time zone than me. I remember being
bad.
I would be up at like,
you would be up
1, 2 a.m. and it would be like, what, 7 a.m. for you?
I was waking up when you were going to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it's a 6 hour difference. We're 6 hours
and
ahead.
Then you were going to sleep when I was just waking up.
I hated it. It was so weird.
Because we didn't get to talk for what, like a legit a week. I maybe texted you like a couple times, but I would like, you would text me and I would respond immediately, but then you wouldn't text back because you had gone to sleep.
The only positive from the time zone difference was when I woke up the day we were leaving Scotland, it was like early because we had to wake up at 7 every day. And I saw the F1 posted Esteban is going to Haas 2 minutes like before.
Yeah.
2 minutes before or 2 minutes after. I don't know what I'm saying. I saw it and it was 2 minutes posted.
I remember.
I was shocked.
I got the update on my.
Almost threw up.
Yeah, that was not. So I
at
like
breakfast.
I was like expecting. Yeah, I was going to sleep and I got the update on my phone. And
oh, yeah.
I like saw it and I was like, I thought
like,
it was like about Carlos.
I'm not even dealing with this.
I thought it was Carlos and I was like, Carlos Tass. And I was like, no. And then it was Esteban. And I was like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll take it. But yeah. Carlos has five open seat options now. But none of them are.
I think he's wasting time.
I think it'll come out during summer break.
Oh, gosh.
Which
I gotta mentally prepare myself.
It's gonna be like recharging the batteries, and then F1's gonna like drop a bomb on us. Carlos is going to like stink.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I am a Ferrari fan. I will stay a Ferrari fan because I love Lewis and Charles, but I'm also a Carlos fan, so I'll support whatever team Carlos goes to, but I'm a Ferrari fan. Like, I'm not just gonna bandwagon on whatever team Carlos is going to. And I'm not gonna be.
I appreciate.
I'm not gonna be an Audi fan in next year when he goes to Audi.
Yeah, they're not gonna be good. Seeing that Mattia is joining them,
it's
with
the
Carlo.
Same thing. It's the same thing as like Lewis fans, because there's Lewis fans who, again, if you're a Mercedes fan,
everyone's so bandwagoning.
Oh yes,
Ferrari. It's gonna be.
But
painful.
If you're a Lewis fan, then you're gonna support Ferrari, which is fine. Like that's your favorite driver. But I also, my team is Ferrari. Like if you're a Mercedes fan, you're not gonna go bandwagon to Ferrari just because Lewis is going there. You're gonna say
but they are
a Mercedes fan. Well, unless
who?
You're
name one Mercedes fan that is there because of George.
Well, not because of George, just because of Mercedes as a team. Like, are you a
true?
I
yeah.
Granted,
true.
I did start liking Ferrari number one because you. That was your team, and then
yeah.
Like looking at the teams, I wasn't like, oh, I like Mercedes or McLaren better. Which, not that those are my only two options, but
I could have been a steak fan, and you chose not to,
yeah.
So that's really on you.
Carlos and Charles were my favorite duo, and then
oh,
I just liked the team. Yeah, don't, the edits, I don't think I've, like, fully realized it, and it's gonna be so, like, heartbreaking
it's
at the end of the season.
It's still just, like, with everyone talking about PR, I'm like, truly, it's not.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the worst part.
We've talked about this a lot.
We do. I feel like we talk about it on every episode. It's just like every week is closer to them not being teammates.
I know. It's like, it's almost like being like a senior in high school. Like, you don't realize it's over until it's like gone. You know what I mean?
Stop! Okay.
Yeah, we got really off track. We're sorry.
We have August, September, October, November, 5 more months.
That's not enough time. And, like, guys, I'm a new fan, too, so this is, like, even more heartbreaking for me.
This is your first season.
Yeah, so, like, this is my first season.
This is our first full season.
And, like, our favorite drivers were teammates, and now, like, they're not.
We're breaking up.
Yeah, we are breaking up.
Because they're breaking
up. We're children of divorce.
We literally are, because that's, like, the duo. Like, when you think of, like, the best teammate duo, it's them.
Carlos and Lando, Lando and Carlos.
That was bad.
That was really bad,
too. That
was
bad enough.
Do you remember the, I remember, like, watching the interview, or not the interview, it was, like, Carlos saying his, like, thanks and goodbye to team, and Lando, like, couldn't even.
Yeah.
He couldn't say anything, and or, like, couldn't watch.
In, like, Drive to Survive, or, like, just an interview, they were, like, do you have, like, any words for Ferrari? He's just, like, emo. It just makes me sad. Because, like, Lewis and Charles are going to be, like, a good duo, but really, are they? I feel like they're just going to fight a lot.
Yeah, I feel like we just need to see it. I mean, I'm excited because we don't know.
Yeah.
So.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're so off track.
Yeah. Let's get back. Okay, so we're still at FP2, which, speaking of Charles, there was, like, 44 minutes left on the clock, and he took a heading in a turn 4 and spun off the track into the barriers, which, yeah. Not good. So there was red flags, but he was fine, and... Yeah, he was great, and then he didn't rejoin the session after that. But that was almost it. And then Joe spun out and then almost crashed into Checo. So that was...
Poor guy.
Yeah. So a lot of entertainment in FP2. And then FP3 was Lando, Oscar, and Max. Interesting.
I don't like that. I don't like McLaren.
Max reported having some understeering and also rear grip. And then Carlos had a little bit of a, I guess you call it like, wobble through turn 4. And then that was the same turn that Charles went off on. So, yeah, that was a difficult turn for a lot of people. And then qualifying, a lot happened to qualifying. It was Lando, Oscar, and Max for final results. So that was... I mean, I feel like we say this every single weekend, but Lando will, like, get pole or do really well, and then you think he's going to win, and then what happens? Which, this race, that was not really the case.
Cursed.
While we're all really happy for, like, what the outcome was, I think that's literally every weekend. But Q1, Logan had gone fifth quickest, but then he... hit the barriers in turn 1, which caused yellow flags, and then he had damage to his front wing, so then that was not good. And then Checo spun off into the barriers, and then he lost the rear, his rear, so it was super slippery on track, so a lot of people were spinning out. He was fine, but then they were not bad incidents. So it was out in Q1 was Checo, George, Joe, Ocon, and then Gasly, which both Alpines were out, which is what we've been seeing, and then we'll get to what happened. More Alpine, so much Alpine was happening with Alpine this weekend and last weekend, so much.
That is so true.
Yeah.
It's all Alpine.
Then Q2 was really steady. It was Hülkenberg, Bottas, Albon, Sargeant, and Magnussen out. And then, yeah, that was Q3 was fine too. Nothing happened. So, kind of an okay qualifying. And then in the race weekends, it was, oh, Pierre had what? How much of a grid penalty did he have? Was it like 60? 50 or 60?
Yuki has 60 for this race.
Oh, yeah, it was like 50. But yeah, Yuki had a lot. Did you, did you see the interview where he was. When they told
Yuki.
Him, he was like, what? Yeah. That was funny. But then, where was I? There was concern for Lando's car when preparations got underway, but then, yeah, they were like, something's not right with the throttle or how it should be, which was not good, but it was fixed. And then Norris, all, they got a great start, and then Oscar and Max both, they all got a great start, but then they were fighting a little bit, but then Oscar took the lead, which while watching, you were like, oh, go Oscar.
I knew from that point that it was going to go downhill.
Yeah, and then Verstappen went wide and then went off, kind of off the track, but then came back on. And then at lap 4, Oscar did really well at, like, building gaps. He was building a gap to Max, which, I mean, is what you need to do.
Yeah.
And then Max, when Max went off the track, he went in front of Lando, so then they asked him to give the position back to Lando because they could have given him a penalty for that, but they didn't. So he gets position back, and he was annoyed, obviously. He said, okay, you can just drive people off the track then.
That's like the most upset he's ever been in his whole life.
Yeah. And then another driver was not too happy because his team was informing him about Lance's pit lane options, and he said he doesn't care. I was like, okay. Honestly, I would be. That's like your mom is like telling you your sibling's schedule, and you're like, I don't
that
care.
That makes no sense.
Like, why are you talking to me about that?
That's like the biggest, like. They're so unorganized.
Yeah. Isn't that so true? Like, why are you telling me about my teammate's pit lane op? Like, why are you telling me that?
Did you know that they were having the same fights as McLaren? Like, they were telling Lance to let Fernando by, and he never ended up doing it. And Fernando was like, you know what, I don't even care.
I mean, having a teammate like Lance would be hard.
Don't do him like that. I'm sure he's a really nice teammate.
You sure about that?
No, because, like, he can't be that bad.
Okay, we're just going to skip back. I don't
he
feel like
really can't.
I feel like arguing about that. Anyways, going back to the pit lane, there was a lot of undercutting. People were cutting each other off all weekends, especially George. And then...
When is he not, though? When is he not causing trouble?
There were 20 laps remaining, and then they wanted to swap Lando and Oscar, because Lando...
Their pits were, like, screwed up.
Yes, they had yeah. Lando pitted a lot, but yes, they wanted a pit switch, because Lando got back in the lead, because Oscar pitted. It was a bad pit stop. And then they were like, once you get to Lando, we're going to switch positions. And then it was, like, less than 10 to go. It was unlikely that Lando was going to hand it back to Oscar. But then his team was like, remember, every single Sunday morning meaty we have. And then Lando...
The guilt tripping is insane.
And then Lando was like, tell him to catch up then, please.
And he never... They were like, Oscar can't catch up. You proved your point. Like, we're not going to ask again.
Yeah.
I was like, Will, which is calm down.
What I don't understand is if Lando was in lead and, like, he had to slow down for Oscar, why are they asking them to switch positions?
And they were saying how earlier it might have even brought Max winning back into the equation. Because, like, if you're having to slow down that much. It just didn't make sense because even Lando was like, I'm P2 in the championship. Like, I need the points. And they were like, it's a team, like, not as one person. Which is, I feel like they should have just let him have it.
Yeah.
Because Oscar wasn't like, I need the position back. And if I was Oscar, I wouldn't want to win handed to
me. Here's the thing. Your scripted theory is getting more and more.
Thank you.
Like, I did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
At the beginning, when you were, like, talking about this, I was like, what are you talking about? And then because exactly what we're saying. If Lando is, like, Lando should have been like, no, I'm not giving him the position and just...
It would have been, like,
in but why Malaysia. Has there been almost a different winner every race? Like, your scripted theory is getting...
I'll talk about my theories in a minute.
Yes.
But, like, the Malaysian Grand Prix, like, probably 2008. I have no clue when it was. But it was Seb and Mark, and they were, like... Multi-21 is, like, this thing where by turn, like, turn one, whoever has the lead, the team will, like... tell that person that they get to, like, win.
Yeah.
And they're like, so Mark took the lead from Seb. And they were like, or Seb took the lead from Mark something. And then Seb ended up passing Mark on the last lap to take the win. And they told him that he couldn't do that. And I was like, history is literally happening again.
But what's weird to me, same thing. What's weird to me is, like, game is game. Like, if you're ahead of someone, why are you going to slow down to, like,
it was 5 seconds. And then they kept telling him to manage his tires. And I honestly think that was just to get him to slow down so that Oscar could catch up.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. And Oscar fans watching, like, we both love Oscar and are so happy that he got his first win.
It's just sad that it had to be like that.
Yeah. It should be like
he fought for the win, not he got it handed to him.
That's what I'm trying to say. And that's, yeah, exactly. Like, Lando got in front and fought for the win. And, like, Lando's first win, he fought for his win.
People are saying it's because of the safety car, but it's really not.
No. Like, if you watch the race, like, yes. And, I mean, I don't know. But Oscar had that win handed to him on
a silver platter. Why would he want it like that? I would say let Lando win. It's a 1-2 exactly. Either way.
Exactly. And, like, why would you want to be fighting with your teammate for your first win, too? Like, obviously, Lando wasn't happy about it.
He apologized for winning. Yeah. That's horrible. And then Lando wouldn't even look at him or, like, spray him with champagne.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
But, yes, while, again, we do love Oscar, I think that he should have gotten his first win, like,
a better way.
Yes, instead of having it handed to him. And then his mom, it was so sweet when she, like, announced it. She was like, morning Pilates is canceled. It was so cute.
That was cute. Because I was like, what is she talking about? And then I was like, the Australia time difference must be crazy.
But it was Oscar, Lando, and then Lewis podium, which we always love to see Lewis podium. But that was his 200th career podium.
That is insane.
It's so crazy. That's such a milestone. I can't, like, thinking back to, like, Lewis's prime, I remember seeing something that it was, like, talking about how Lewis was a great driver, like, in the past. Like, he's not anymore, which made me sad, too, because, like, after Max came in, I don't know. I think that Lewis could, after he leaves the Mercedes, there's possibility that he could, like, come back, which would be great, because we hope.
Please.
But I think it's sad that they compare Max and Lewis so much,
too. Did you see them fighting?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was terrified. And then Max literally, like, hit his tire onto Lewis and, like, is that who went up in the air? It was, like, people were comparing it to Monza 2021 because the same thing happened.
Yeah.
And then, like, Charles and Carlos finished in the same place. And it was, like, a McLaren 1-2 or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
Crazy.
It's scripted. I'm telling you right now. How are there, seven different winners?
Yeah. Seven. I feel like we have to, like, sit down and, like, analyze it, and then, like, we'll come back to y'all and be like, here's what we think it's scripted, because we can't just, like, tell you, like, oh, it's scripted, but
there's, I just can't
it's
believe
just, like,
it.
Thinking about it, it's like every weekend there's things that happen, you're like, what? Like, why did it happen that way? It could have happened a different way. And it's a lot of its strategy too, honestly. Yeah. But it seems like scripted strategy, not like
that's why I, like, don't want to say it's scripted, because I'm like, these teams are working hard. But, like, are they?
Who knows? We're not
gonna know. Because there's always rule bending, like, in any sport. But I feel like when Ferrari got caught for, like, there was, like, a rule clarification and they started doing bad. And then Red Bull, like, exceeded the cost cap by a bunch. So I'm just like,
and blamed it on catering.
400 grand. That's a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of people to feed, but you not have to that put much. That in your budget.
Yeah.
That's why there's a cost cap. So I feel like we'll see at the end of the year with everything and with regulations changing in 2026. It's gonna be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, Audi could be better than they're looking right now.
Yes. And then, oh, I want to talk about Lando's helmet. That was probably one of my favorite helmets I've ever seen.
It was actually perfect.
It was so creative and, I mean, just beautiful. And he auctioned it off for charity, which is
one.
Amazing. But, yeah, I just wanted to mention that because If they sold, I want the mini helmet if they
I wish they make one. So expensive.
I know, but anyways. And then we're kind of doing this by, like, timeline order, but yeah. Mattia joined Audi for Project 2025, which was shocking to me because, remember watching first season, or whatever season of Drive to Survive it was, he seemed like he was, like, done.
Very much so. I didn't think he would.
Especially
I
mean, his talks with Gunther.
He, like, disappeared into the vineyards in Italy. Yeah. Never to be seen again.
And then, yeah, that was not, that was, like, left field. I was like, what?
Especially Audi, where Carlos is gonna go. Be so for real.
Yeah. So it was surprising, but something not, I don't know.
All the comments on this post are like,
did
why?
We did we not see an improvement from Mattia to Fred?
1,000,000%. So, but I feel like it's still a strategy problem.
It is a strategy problem.
But definitely better.
I think one of the definitely the most like team principal wise improvement was Haas. After Gunther left.
Oh, 100%. Crazy. Unfortunately, it's true.
Which, I mean,
we've talked Gunther's about
a good,
this.
Gunther's so, like, he's funny and I'm
he's
also
a likable person.
Yeah, he is.
He's not a successful team principal.
And the fact that he was team principal of Haas for so long is still
like
baffling
a decade.
To me, too. Yeah. But, I don't know.
Yeah, now they're, like, points almost every weekend.
Which is
like,
so good.
That's such an improvement.
Yeah. And then another Alpine update. They did, like, Wolverine and Deadpool livery for, was it for Spa or for, yeah, for Spa.
Yeah, it's for Spa.
Which is, I mean, it's a cool car. I do not like the suits. They're really not good.
And the fireproofs.
It looks fine on Pierre on Esteban. I was like already in red for Haas. I was like, how do you see like the navy looks good but not red? I was like,
Oh my gosh, I don't like that at all. And now is Kevin gonna retire? That's my biggest question. Watch him go to Alpine.
That'd be weird. But also, it was a multi-year contract for Esteban to pass, which I was...
Doesn't Ollie have one, too? Mm-hmm.
I can only hear that one Drive to Survive episode where... was it Charles or Carlos? It's like, a multi-year contract.
It was Charles. We, like, recreated this video.
Who were they texting?
Lando.
Yeah, he's like, they were like, congratulations.
I'm gonna text him.
Congratulations.
What multi-year. Should I send? How long? Is your new contract? And it's like, no, say congrats first.
It was really funny.
Oh, stop. Like, we're not gonna have moments like that anymore. It's just sad.
It's sad because, like, also Lewis and Charles are not gonna do that.
They're friends, but like.
They're friends, but they're not
their
gonna
dogs
do
are
the.
Friends.
Yeah. So that's sad. But that was Hungary. So good race. We're really glad Oscar won.
Good for Oscar.
And
that is good. Now McLaren's at a Ferrari in the championship. I think they might have already been, but
yeah, that's
now
not,
they're further ahead, yeah. Which we don't enjoy.
And now it's we're in fine. Spa, which if you would like to give kind of an intro to Spa, I know we're a little bit late, but
yeah.
Spa is a very, well, I feel like if you ask a lot of people, like, oh, what's your favorite track? A lot of people are going to say Spa.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's Spa? Like, a spa? No, it's, you can
explain. That's cursed.
Okay.
Its first race was in 1950, and it's the longest track. It's like, yeah, it's 7 kilometers.
It's my favorite track to drive on F1.
Yeah, it's most known for Eau Rouge, which is like turns 2 through 4, and it's like it goes up 300 feet into like the woods. So it's really cool to see. The lap record is held by Valtteri Bottas with 1:46. So it's definitely one of the longer tracks. But there's 2 DRS zones, so that's good. But it's definitely, like you said, most iconic. Like, everyone knows it. And a bunch of other, it's like a permanent track. So other, like, championships race there, like endurance racing and things like that. So that's really cool. It's old, too, 1950.
That'd be a fun track to, like, go travel to see.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, dream life, mm-hmm. Visiting Spa. But What else?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. We've already had practice and quali here.
So race is tomorrow, which I'm interested to see. That obviously tomorrow. But FP1 was Max, Oscar, and Alex. Not.
They were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Alex. What is Alex doing here? But Daniel Ricciardo suffered a spin, and then he narrowly avoided impact with barriers. So that was good. That's scary. I honestly, Red Bull has been, not Red Bull, but RB has been doing good recently.
Daniel out-qualified Yuki today.
Yeah.
So I was hoping about that.
And then Esteban was called back to the pits shortly after heading out because they had to put the car up on jacks, and then they were suggesting an issue. It was revealed that it was a water leak, a suspected water leak, because they just had, because they were running the Deadpool and Wolverine livery, so it's, a new car, so.
Yeah.
Suspected water leak, which didn't George have a water leak in,
Silverstone?
Yeah.
That is so sad. That is awful.
Yeah, especially in Silverstone. And then Max and Yuki are both facing grid penalties because they took on new power unit components. So Yuki's facing 60, and
so
then
he'll be last.
Max
is 11th.
Yeah, so he's 11th
place, which means Charles pole. So haven't had that in a
getting
while.
There. And then it was announced after FP1 that Bruno is moving away from F1 by the end of August. So
is that soon?
Mm-hmm. It's the end of next month, which he's the team principal of Alpine. So definitely a lot of Alpine updates that we're saying. But I think this is a good thing because if you've seen Alpine's results, they have not been good at all.
I think this will help them.
Yeah.
And they were saying,
depends on who they're going to hire for new team principal.
Yeah, they were saying that the guy that owns an F2 and F3 team, I think it's High Tech maybe, they're saying he might be Alpine's team principal, but that seems like a lot to own an F1, F2, and F3 team.
Yeah.
Or run it.
But we'll see who is team principal. But that wasn't very a surprising update. I think that was just good for Alpine.
Yeah, they need somebody new running there.
Yes. And then FP2 was tame. There was no really updates. It was good to watch. And then it was Lando, Oscar, Max. So what we saw in Hungary. And then FP3 was Max, Oscar, and Pierre. So, again, another person on the board that you're like, oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Alpine was surprisingly good this weekend.
Lando and Yuki were both running really wide through the gravel, which I guess it's – I remember playing in F1. It's really easy to do that on gravel traps because I would always go wide around gravel traps. But then it started raining, and then yellow flags were replaced by a red flag because Lance lost control of his Aston. And then he snapped into the runoff area and then thumped on the wall, which caused a lot of damage, and then that put him out of the session. So that was not good for Lance, but that was the really only thing that happened in FP3. And then quali just happened a few hours ago, and it was Max was fastest, but again, he has a grid penalty. So he was, 10th place grid penalty. So he's qualified at P11, but qualified P1. And then it's Charles, Checo, Lewis, which we haven't seen Checo on the
Q3 period. He hasn't made it in so long.
Been really, really long. So that's good for them. And then knocked out in Q1 was Hulkenberg, Magnussen, Tsunoda, Sargeant, and Joe, and then Q2 was Albon, Gasly, Ricciardo, Bottas, and Stroll. So qualifying was really nothing happened in qualifying, but those are who got knocked out.
Yeah.
But with Charles, Checo, Lewis, that's going to be really interesting, especially because Max is in 11th, so we don't have him
fighting at the front.
Yeah, so we're just going to, we may see him move up, but I think it's going to be very interesting. But yes, a lot of updates and a lot of just things that were going on. And then, of course, Spa. And then summer break is really soon. And we're going to be, doing interviews for summer break. So we're excited to
see. Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned on that. But yeah, I think we're excited for Spa to see who wins, because maybe we'll get a Lando win, maybe we'll get a Charles win.
Don't say that. We need Ferrari.
Yeah, we need another. We need another Charles win, please. Break the Monaco luck curse.
I still can't believe that happened.
Maybe we'll get a Lewis win. Crying, not a Checo win.
No.
Not a Checo win, please, no.
I can't believe they're talking about a mid-season swap. That is insane.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I totally forgot to mention this, but you reminded me. They said that they were going to review his contract after Spa. So they were, which I said immediately, I was like, Carlos to Red Bull.
Oh, thank you, because that reminds me, I have the most insane theory.
Didn't you say you were going to like wait for me to hear it?
Yes, yeah, okay. It's that crazy, but now Esteban kind of ruined it. Okay, so there's a thought that came into my brain.
You have a lot of those.
Carlos hasn't signed because he's waiting to see what a certain somebody,
Checo,
Max, will do. Mm-hmm. What if Max doesn't, I mean, he already has a contract with Red Bull for like the rest of his life. What if he breaks that contract? Goes to Mercedes.
Okay, okay. Which there were rumors, so that's not totally.
Oh no, who will come to Red Bull? Carlos at Red Bull. Max at Mercedes. Then
Max and George.
I know. It's pretty insane. And then I was thinking, I was like, well, what if like Esteban goes to Steak? And then, but now he's already at Haas. And then there was one other like puzzle piece.
Imagine
that fit
if Kevin and Nico are teammates at Steak. Like they just switched from Haas to Steak.
That'd be like fun. But I don't think Kevin will stay this year.
Yeah.
Or this year. Next year. What if he retires again? Again. Anyway, that's like the most insane theory to me, because the grid would be completely different.
Yeah. But also, if you think of it, if Max stays, and then, I mean, if they review Checo's contract and are like, yeah, we're done, because, I mean, if he doesn't do well, this, which he has, but also, like, if something happens this race, who knows what happens. So, Max and Carlos.
So, what I'm hearing is to Checo to Williams.
Yeah.
I'm good, good with that.
Or Williams. Or no, yeah, or Alpine, or Steak. Not Haas anymore.
Traumatizing. Yeah, Haas is done. They're ready.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot to come.
I know. I think after Spa and hearing what they, because they're reviewing his contract, so I think after what his results are in Spa and then after reviewing his contract, you never know. So we could get Carlos to Red Bull. That's still, I feel like I'm personally not Xing that off. I think we're.
No, it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. So I think we're excited to recap. Not really recap Spa. We're just going to give you our race thoughts. And then we are out for summer break. Not us, unfortunately. We're starting back school really soon. But everyone in the F1 community is out for summer break, which is going to be sad because we're going to have no F1 for a month. But we'll pick that back up at the end of the month. And then, like we said, we might be doing some fun things for y'all, interviews. So we'll keep y'all updated. But we're very excited, and we'll be back for episode 23. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.